This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Although baby wearing has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, it's seen a welcome surge over the past generation and is now an integral part of many families' lifestyles. Why is baby wearing so important, and how can you tell which carrier is right for you? I'm Paige Pleehall, baby wearing expert and owner of Beachy Bundles, and this is Parent Savers, episode 49.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
Hello again and welcome to Parent Savers, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm John O'Reill, and I'm your host, and I'm here to have conversations about subjects that parents of young kids care about. On Parent Savers, we engage with experts in the field as well as parent panelists in studio who are just like you, but we do have room for you to participate, either via Twitter. You can call our hotline, ask a question, leave a comment. You can go to our Facebook page. We've got weekly polls up now that you can vote in that gives us some great insight to what our listeners are thinking about going into a show. There's so many ways to get in touch with us, so just please do, please participate. We love having listener feedback and participation in our shows. In addition to listening, please make sure to visit our website. You can get more information about the topics we discuss. We do additional resources on each episode page. We've also got a free newsletter that I know you've already signed up for. If you haven't, please do. And there's also a Parent Savers Club if you need access to our archived episodes or for some additional bonus content. It's definitely worth signing up for. So visit www.parentsavers.com for more information. Before we get into the topic, let me tell you a little bit about myself as well as the other panelists in the room. I am a new again parent. My son Zyler is 1.5. I've got two other boys, Quinner and Whitaker, and they both just turned 6 and 4. So I am a member of the three boys club, and we wore all of them like in different carriers as they were growing up. But I'm interested to learn a lot more about the topic today.
Hi, I'm Ursula McDonald, and I have two boys, Desmond's 4 and Callan's 2, and I've definitely enjoyed baby wearing. I felt so fortunate that it's had this resurgence when I had my children.
And I'm Sunny Galt. I am the host of our sister show, Preggy Pals, which is all about pregnancy. I have two little boys as well, and one is 2.5, and one is about 10 months old. And as far as baby wearing is concerned, before any of my kids were born, I actually bought a carrier. So my intentions were really good. So I want to get an A for effort. And then didn't work out so much with my first. Wanted to try it with my second because I heard that when you have two kids close in age, that can be really helpful, especially with breastfeeding. And I've kind of failed the second time as well. So this is a good topic for me because we do plan to have more children. And I'm hoping eventually I will get it right.
Nice.
There's still time.
Paige, what about you?
I have a 5-year-old and a nearly 3-year-old. Okay. And I actually still wear both of them occasionally. So, nice. You know, when we do big day trips at Disney or the zoo, that sort of thing, yeah. Baby wearing still excellent in our family, but I've been wearing them since day one.
We'll definitely talk about that more when we talk about how old you can wear your babies. All right, thanks.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
As we kick off today's episode on baby wearing, we're joined by Gillian Bierman, mother of four and co-founder of Moby Wrap Inc., the makers of the popular and well-loved Moby Wrap baby carriers. Thanks for joining us, Gillian.
Thanks for having me.
There are a lot of different baby wearing options out there now. So what makes the Moby Wrap so unique?
The Moby Wrap is unique in that it's a one-size baby carrying option. A wrap-style baby carrier is a long piece of fabric that you wrap around your body and then you put the baby in. As opposed to a sling, which would go over one shoulder, the wrap is going to go over both shoulders and it's wide, so it's going to spread the weight all the way across your back and down to your hips, making it incredibly comfortable.
I know my wife absolutely loved ours. You know, she was saying that when the baby was getting a little bit bigger, but before he was able to really support his head, that the Moby Wrap was the perfect thing for her to wear, and she absolutely loved wearing it. Do you hear that a lot? And what are some of the other benefits you hear from people for using this type of carrier?
One of the things that I hear is that it is a great transition tool. Mm-hmm. So mom can wear the wrap, and the wrap will, you know, is 100% cotton, and if you haven't washed it, you can still have mom's smell. Not only is it the smell of mom, but also that feeling of being comforted. For example, when I used to teach parent education, I would wear my son, and then I would have the babysitter come and wear the wrap. And I knew that my son was comfortable and also used to being in the Moby Wrap. So he would only go with the babysitter as long as he was in the wrap.
Nice. I've seen that you guys have the Moby Go now, too. So how is that different than the standard Moby Wrap?
We created the Moby Go. It has a little bit more structure to it. There's a buckle on the back, and there's two buckles on the side. We tried to keep the comfort of a wrap. So the straps that go over your shoulders are wide, and they are unpadded. So unlike other soft structured carriers which are on the market, which have kind of more backpack-style shoulder straps, the Moby Go has a nice wide flat piece of fabric, which gets that same feeling as the Moby Wrap transitioned into a soft structured carrier. The Moby Go starts for babies at 15 pounds. So you want to have your baby that has head control already, and it goes up to 45 pounds. So a little bit heavier babies than what you will carry in a Moby Wrap.
So it's sort of like the Moby Wraps are for the younger newborns and kind of as they are emerging into infancy, but then once they get their control of their head, that the Moby Go is a great option.
It's a great option, and also for those people that are intimidated by the wrap. Mm-hmm. Some people look at the long piece of fabric and say, I'm not sure how to use that. How do you get that on? So for those people who may not have experienced the comfort of the Moby Wrap, the Moby Go is a great option, again, for those older babies. There is a period of time where people are wearing both the Moby Wrap and the Moby Go. So depending on how you're feeling, you're going to go for a long hike and, you know, maybe mom prefers the Moby Wrap and dad prefers the Go. You can take both of them with you and both people can be happy. But definitely there's a time period in which both baby carriers are going to be able to be used.
How can our listeners get their hands on either Moby Wraps or Moby Goes?
They can go to our website, MobyWrap.com. From there, they can either purchase online or they can go to our store locator and find a local boutique near them.
We've also got a promo code we're offering. If listeners enter the code SAVE10 on MobyWrap.com, they can get $10 off the purchase of any baby carrier at MobyWrap.com. We've also got that information on our website at ParentSavers.com. Thanks again so much for joining us, Gillian. We love the Moby Wraps and we're looking forward to the Moby Go, and we love talking to you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Today's topic is baby wearing, and it almost seems strange today if you see a parent just holding their baby. If they're not wearing them in some sort of baby carrier, that's what actually sticks out now, whereas only, I think, you know, 20 years ago, the baby carriers weren't around as much. So it's an interesting topic. It's definitely topical, something that probably all of our listeners either have some experience in, or perhaps they're like Sunny, where they wanted to have some experience with it, and for whatever reason, weren't able to get into it. So thanks so much for joining us, Paige.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, you know, just from a very, you know, basic standpoint, what are some of the benefits of baby wearing? Why is it so important and why do you think it's so popular today?
So baby wearing is really beneficial and wonderful for a multitude of reasons. Infants who are worn regularly receive all the benefits of skin-to-skin or kangaroo care, such as temperature, respiratory regulation, as well as a safe space to continue bonding with their caregivers outside the womb and learn some new socio-emotional responses to different situations and environments.
What do you mean by socio-emotional responses?
So when baby is right on your chest, when they're looking at your face, they're able to see all of your response to a new situation, when they're maybe in an environment that they don't recognize or have a new voice, a new person, right, kind of in their space as well. They read your expressions and they see how you respond to these situations, and it gives them cues. It helps them to regulate their body.
Yeah, and the skin-to-skin contact is also...
Yes, skin-to-skin is so wonderful, especially as they're little. So, and obviously, baby wearing is really important for the parent and also for older siblings and helping to minimize sibling rivalry. You know, if you've got a parent who's able to wear their new baby and interact pretty normally, you know, with the older sibling,
right,
get out and still go do the things that maybe aren't quite stroller friendly, or they need two hands for pushing at the park, that sort of thing. Baby wearing's wonderful for the whole family.
Definitely get a lot of free limbs.
Yes.
I wonder if there's also a benefit to the baby to being upright in a position like that, as opposed to spending so much time down, that it helps maybe with some of the coordination for as they get a little bit older.
Absolutely. When you've got baby in a great ergonomic position that, like we recommend now, Baby Wearing International and the Baby Carrier Industry Alliance have both made upright baby wearing basically the standard. That's what our goal is.
Yeah.
And when baby's upright, they're in an optimum position to see your face, to grow. It also helps develop their spine correctly. And when their weight is on their bottom and their knees are higher than their bum, it promotes healthy hip development as well. So, you know, it's really common that people know an infant, a brand new baby, has a vision field of about 6 to 8 inches. So when they're right there upright on your chest, you are in their vision field and they get to see everything much more clearly than when they're laying down.
Well, I know that, you know, that there's a history to baby wearing and that cultures in the past wore their babies. And then I know that there was like a long period where we didn't really see or hear about it too often. And now it's come back. How are the baby wearing techniques that we're using these days, how are they similar or different from traditional baby wearing?
Well, baby wearing really is just a modern word for a very ancient practice. Cultures all over the world have been wearing their babies for thousands of years. Indigenous cultures have been. These practices are still really common in South America, Africa, Asia. And basically what the Western culture in recent years has done is taken all of these carriers, these indigenous carriers, and kind of just modernized them and optimized them to our needs. You'll see people wearing something like a Meitai, which is an Asian-inspired carrier. It's actually really similar to the carrier that Hmong people still use. We also use long pieces of cloth, like African tribes still use. We just maybe wrap them a little bit differently. And actually, you know, a lot of the carriers that we use are just the same as someone in a tribe in Africa would be using.
See, that's one of the things that kind of freaked me out about baby carriers, especially, you know, actually it still does, especially our second kid and especially our third kid. She was really going into getting her own piece of cloth and really tying it the right way. And as a dad, it freaks me out because all of a sudden, like, I can trust a buckle, right? Like, click, click, I get it. It snaps, right? But all of a sudden, like, are you sure you're tying that thing right? Like, what's going to happen? Like, do babies ever fall out of these things? Or, you know, I guess I get concerned about, you know, does that happen, or what are some things that you can stay safe while doing?
So obviously it's really incredibly important to make sure that whatever carrier you're using, you have inspected it before you use it to make sure that the buckles haven't been damaged. If it does have buckles, the fabric's in good condition. And then I always recommend practicing quite a few times with like a doll or a stuffed animal when you're trying something new. You want to practice over a soft area in front of a mirror, you know, have someone spotting you once you are really using your child. And honestly, if you're using a good condition ergonomic carrier the way that it was intended to, babies really don't fall out of it. And it is really important to note that when you're talking about using a long piece of cloth to do a wrap, we don't want to use stretchy jersey wraps such as the Movi, the Ultimate Sleepy Baby Wrap. Those are not designed to be worn on the back. They're wonderful for front carries, but those are actually not safe for back carries, and a baby can fall out of a stretchy in the back.
Yeah, that's always, I know that's something that's always makes you nervous about, but that's why you're here as the expert, and why, you know, I also trust my wife with that a little more than I do, because she's a researcher like you or
something. Dad's baby wearing.
Right. Well, I was going to ask John, or have you wore your babies?
You know, I have worn the babies, and I will be honest, like, yeah, I'm one of those guys, and I'm sure it happens to girls too. Weight fluctuates, right? I was in the best shape of my life when our first one was born, and then when the second one was born, it's probably the worst shape of my life. And I'm kind of somewhere in between right now, but I'm going back the right direction. But there were times where whoever we had the baby carrier set for is because you had to make a big adjustment between me and my wife. Yeah. And so it was just easier to not have to adjust it. But yeah, I definitely did. I actually remember wearing our first one a lot. And some of my favorite pictures that I have are with me wearing him. And I really remember it. With the others, my wife wore him more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you see in your experience with dads and moms wearing babies?
And are there certain carriers more suited towards dads versus moms?
Right. Yeah. I know definitely in our family, my husband was just as happy to wear the babies mm-hmm. as I was. I see a lot of dads baby wearing. It's a really great tool for a dad to bond with baby and to be able to calm them in ways that they might not feel comfortable doing otherwise. You know, obviously they can't nurse baby, but they can hold them in a safe place and have them sleep and do some nice bonding that way. It's just really important for dad as well. And I know a lot of dads do prefer carriers such as a soft structured carrier, such as the Ergo or a Meitai. They have a little bit less of a learning curve.
Yeah.
As compared to a woven wrap.
There's a learning curve, though.
There definitely is. It's almost like tying your shoes, really.
Right.
You have to practice.
You do have to practice. But it's also one of those things where you can figure it out, I think.
Okay, so Paige, so I have a question. So I have a husband who doesn't think that it's the coolest thing to wear your baby, but I understand the benefits. I would like to wear our kids more. I would like him to wear our kids more. What are some words of advice that you have for moms out there whose husbands may be on the fence or maybe not quite thinking it's the most manly thing to do? What can you say to them to help in that?
I would really encourage them to, you know, some guys, it depends what will sway a guy, you know, if they need to see a lot of pictures or see pop culture,
the sexy celebrities,
men, the sexy men. Celebrity baby wearing dads. If they have a partner who is swayed by literature, I would suggest getting on Baby Wearing International or thebabywearer.com and really just printing up some of these researched articles saying this is why it's good, and you know, encourage them in that way, help them them to feel supported and trying new things on maybe around the house so that they can get used to it and find
before they venture in public.
Right, exactly.
But I think the point is that it's not that it's hard to find information as to either why they could or should or might mm-hmm. even enjoy doing it.
Right.
It's there's so much out there that you can find the way that works best.
Absolutely.
For them.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's great. I think that we've talked a lot about the benefits of baby wearing. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about some of the specific types of carriers. Some of them I've never heard about, but again, I'm not the I'm not the baby wearer
for,
in the
right?
family, and that's what the episode's for. So I'm looking forward to hearing a little more about things like, am I saying it right, Meiteis?
Yes.
All right, and ring slings and even more. So we'll be right back.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about baby wearing with Paige Plehall, who is the owner of Beachy Bundles and a baby wearing expert here in San Diego. And let's talk a little more about the different types of baby carriers available. We were just kind of joking about it. We've talked about Meiteis a couple times, and we're not talking about Meiteis or Pina Coladas. We're talking about Meiteis. Can you tell us a little more about those and maybe some of the other different types of carriers that are available?
Yeah, absolutely. So a Meitai, like you mentioned, is actually an Asian-inspired baby carrier. It's a square fabric with four straps coming off it. You have two at the bottom to tie around your waist, and then there are two straps that you use over your shoulders. And you can use this in a front or back carry, depending on baby's age. Some have hoods, some don't. Typically, you tie it around your waist.
Okay.
First, you tie the bottom two around your waist, and then you hold the baby on your chest and flip the square of fabric up, and then you use right. the top straps to cross your body and okay. tie underneath their bottom.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's a Meitai. Some common brands that you might have heard of are Baby Hawk or Cozy. They all have different little tweaks, but they're function similarly.
Okay.
So there's also Ring Slings, which are an excellent, excellent beginner carrier. They're very versatile for newborns especially. They last as long as you're comfortable wearing them. You know, you can put one, it's a one-shouldered carrier. It's basically a piece of fabric with two rings attached. Mm-hmm. They can be sewn in or they can just be threaded through. And it's really versatile because you don't have to change the settings and things like you might on yeah. a soft structured carrier. They're also wonderful for nursing in.
And those are the kind that look kind of like almost like a hammock.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Or a pea pod that they're all snuggled yeah. in.
Right, it does. Yeah. It looks like a hammock, but you do want to wear a baby upright in them at all times unless you're nursing, of course.
Okay. So,
yes. There are also carriers, woven wraps and stretchy wraps. Both of these are excellent and incredibly versatile for any size of body. You can use them all kinds of different ways. Stretchy wraps, again, are not to be used on your back, but you can use a woven wrap in a back carry. You can use both in front and hip carries, and they're really wonderful.
And those are kinds with fabric?
Yes. Again, these are fabric. A woven wrap, typically when a baby wearer is talking about a woven wrap, they're talking about a piece of fabric that was woven specifically with the intention of carrying a baby.
Okay.
So there's so, so many different brands, and a lot of them come mostly from Europe.
Okay.
So it became really popular in Europe in the 70s. Germany kind of paved the way for a lot of modern baby wearing. So, but there's many, many brands.
I like to get the most bang for my buck. So I know a lot of these carriers, they can be pricey, right? So I want to find carriers that not only work for me and my baby the best, but for the longest amount of time. So what advice do you have for parents out there that want to not buy as many, hopefully, find one that works for them and make it last?
I would suggest trying to find some first to try before you buy. If you have a local baby wearing group, thebabywearer.com is a great resource for finding a local baby wearing group. There are also businesses that offer rentals. You can search for some of those online and they'll offer a rental where you know, pay for the carrier, get to keep it for 2 weeks or a month and then send it back if it doesn't work. I would do a little bit of research, definitely, and see what you might think will work best for you and your needs and baby's age.
And friends as well, probably.
Right. No. Yeah, that's part of the wonderful thing about baby wearing is that it's so popular now. You can pretty much find somebody with your carrier.
Right.
I know, especially when you have a newborn, there are certain types that you need to be careful because of the neck positioning and stuff. What can you tell us about, you know, the age of your child and what might be best, what might be appropriate for them?
Well, whatever carrier you end up choosing, you want to find one that allows you to carry baby safely. So this is an incredibly important part of baby wearing and some of the things to think about. When you're wearing your baby safely, you have them upright, close enough to kiss. You want them to be visible so that you can keep an eye on them and help monitor their breathing and their temperature as well. And you want something that will have them in an optimum position for hip development and spine development. So a nice wide base that covers them knee to knee. This is especially important for younger infants, but as children get older, it's not necessarily as important. And then keep in mind what you will use it for. If you see it and you think that your baby is going to want to be carried all day, every day, you're probably going to want something with two shoulder support. You want something that's really going to allow you to distribute their weight evenly. You probably want something that's versatile so that you can tie it differently, carry them differently, and, you know, give your body a rest in other ways. If you work and you want a carrier to help you run quick errands in and out of the store and have baby, you know, on your hip and able to connect with you in your times off and those sort of things, then maybe a Ring Sling is the right thing too. Mostly you just want to make sure that you're able to keep your baby safe and carry them safely and comfortably, and you as well.
So. Yeah, I found a combo worked for me. Like, I had a soft structure carrier that was kind of my number one favorite, and it was really good for long walks to the park or trips to the amusement parks or what have you, where it was going to be, I was going to wear for an extended period of time. And then I had a Ring Sling, which I loved, and it was very good for quick ins and outs, you know, if you needed to get them in and out quickly. And then also you could take the fabric and undo it. And if you were at the park, you could use it almost like a blanket out on to the on the lawn and everything, and they could just take a nap, or and that was good for nursing as well.
Yeah, as babies grow, their needs definitely change, and so what the carrier that was ideal for you the first 3 months maybe is not going to be the most ideal carrier from, you know, 6 to 12 months. The great thing about a lot of these that we're talking about, they hold their resale value really well. So, and baby wearing is so popular, it's not too hard to kind of pass them on and get a lot of your investment back to maybe if you need to size up or try something new. It's not too hard to get your money back.
That's a really good point. That's one of the things that we finally figured out with strollers, for example, that, you know, you pay a little bit more for a really nice stroller. And then when you're done with it, you can sell it for a good price. And I hadn't thought the baby wears.
Right. Yeah. And another thing is that a lot of these ergonomic carriers that you maybe can't find in a big box store are actually really comparable in price to some of the carriers that are not going to be as comfortable and well designed for long periods of time. So, you know, like you said, it might be $10 or $20 more. But when you're talking about something you wear 4 hours a day, you probably want to pay a little extra to be more comfortable.
Yeah. You were a guest on the Boob Group last year talking a little about breastfeeding and baby carriers. And I think we talked about it a little bit with the ring sling. But, you know, what are for folks that are breastfeeding, because breastfeeding goes on now. I mean, a lot of, you know, we were just talking to Dr. Zanvliet, who I think breastfed till her kids were three. And I know a lot of our listeners go a long time. My wife's still breastfeeding. So what are some good carriers and tips for breastfeeding if
you know, any of these carriers that we've been talking about, any really well ergonomically designed carrier is actually going to be great for nursing. It will take a little bit to learn how to use it and to teach baby how to nurse in the carrier, just like it takes a little bit to teach them how to nurse as they're born. Mm-hmm. It takes a few days of practice. Some of my tips are to try when baby's not over hungry, obviously. Maybe practice setting down and nursing them and holding them in the same position that they would be in the carrier. Maybe you can hold the carrier over them a little bit, you know, have it around them, not, you know, over their head, obviously, but just around them, kind of in a similar position, but not necessarily attached to you. And then you can try it around the house a little bit, moving around, and help them to get used to it too. So it'll take a few times, but practice.
Yeah. What about wearing older kids? How old are they? Do you typically stop wearing them, or does it depend on the child?
I mean, you mentioned earlier that you still sometimes wear your five-year-old,
right?
For example, so tell me a little about that and how that works. I'm guessing that's not in a ring sling.
No, definitely not. I actually wear her in a carrier designed for older kids. I use a toddler Tula with her, a Tula baby carrier, and it's got a much wider base than a carrier designed for an infant. It's made for a toddler. Obviously, she's still not knee-to-knee, but again, she's five. Her hips are much more developed than a one-year-old. She's been doing a lot of walking. Really, we just use it if she's having a hard day, and we live in a very walkable neighborhood, so, you know, we might want to go to the grocery store, and she doesn't want to ride her scooter, so I put her on my back, and I can still let my three-year-old go on his merry way on his bike. If we're out for the whole day at Disneyland, and she's completely exhausted and needs a little place to go, I still will put her on my back in that. So I found that both of my kids really, really loved to be worn because I did it every day and their temperaments were happy with it.
Right.
I felt really lucky by that. I don't wear them daily anymore.
Yeah.
Obviously, it makes me sad, but I do feel really happy to have a carrier that helps me feel comfortable. They're comfortable. They're well supported and we're able to go along as they're older still when they need it.
Maybe up till about kindergarten, it kind of maybe sounds like, you know, it's still, and then after that, they're kind of going
there's
out
also
on their own a little more.
Great carriers for special needs kids that are even wider, you know. Mm. Rachel Coleman of Signing Time, her daughter Leah is still worn in a specially designed baby hawk carrier. You know, she isn't able to walk on her own, and there's a lot of companies that will work with parents with kids with special needs to help them find something so that they can continue on as a family and do the things they all love to do.
I think one of the things that I really loved about baby wearing is that you said they need to be up so that you can kiss their head.
Yeah.
And I love that in both my ring sling and my soft structured is always, you know, I could be grocery shopping and doing this and doing laundry or whatever, but I could kiss their little head anytime I needed to, right. You know, and that was really like, I think one of the sweetest parts about it. It was beautiful and I was able to pass it on to somebody else who could use it.
So. What problems do you see parents having when you hear about people, you know, that aren't liking baby carriers?
Typically, they just really aren't using them right.
Really?
Right. All carriers have a little bit of a learning curve, especially we've talked about the ring sling a lot. One of the biggest mistakes with that is that it's not threaded properly. So the fabric is twisted within the rings and it's just not able to support baby and to lock into place the way that it should. You know, sometimes you see a baby maybe with their feet out of the bottom of a waistband of a soft structured carrier or something. And, you know, you obviously at that point, if you can help a parent, you want to try and say, hey, let me help you get a little more comfortable or something. If baby's just not being safe, maybe the fabric isn't spread completely up their back because they were in a hurry and didn't check.
Do you ever stop people on the street that you might see?
I will because if a baby's not in an optimum position, that's, you know, maybe not something that I'm going to approach a parent about. But if they're not safe, of course I want to go help get their carrier spread correctly, or, you know, have it clipped into place right. You know, those little adjustments that maybe we're all parents. We all get busy and we don't check. We run off.
All right. So what do you think, Sunny? Are you feeling more empowered to, you know, dust out the baby carriers either with your own, with your kids now, or a vow to make it with your future kids?
Well, yeah. I actually wore my 10-month-old just like a day and a half ago. We went to the grocery store. So I had my 2.5-year-old, you know, buckled in the shopping cart. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was going to get a bunch of groceries. And so I didn't want to put, you know, the car seat in the actual, you know, basket part, which is what I would usually do.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I got to wear this kid. And then what I wanted to do, because I actually have a Meitai, and what I wanted to do was put him on my back. But because I'm not experienced enough, like, I know moms that can just whip their kid right on their back, but it freaks me out. Like, if I'm going to do that, he needs to be sitting in the back. I need to gently get him up. I can't do the one-handed plop the kid on my back. It just freaks me out. And so I was like, oh, I got to wear him on the front. But, you know, I'm going to be reaching for groceries and all this kind of stuff. But having said all that, I did it successfully. There were some times where it seemed like a lot. Like, my feet started to ache because I wasn't used to wearing him. And that's an additional, whatever, 20 pounds on me.
Right.
You know, and so when I noticed that my body was getting a little bit more weak, I would check his positioning. And usually it was because he was sliding down or something, you know, it was stretching in a way, you know, I hadn't expected it or something like that. And then when I would kind of plop him up, adjust the straps a little bit more, tighten it, it felt 100% better.
Great.
So
I'm glad to hear that. That's right.
And
what you should do. If you're not feeling comfortable, check in a mirror, check in a window, and readjust.
Yeah, with slings especially, I think I see a lot of moms wearing them too high up near their neck. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that your band is really wide and distributed on that shoulder part so that you know, it's not digging in or anything like that.
Yeah, I gave myself a pat on the back afterwards. I was very happy about it. Baby steps.
That's great. I think my favorite part is what you were talking about too, Ursula, where, you know, hold them close enough to kiss. And that kind of underscores, I think, one of the probably, I think, reasons for the resurgence of it and why people love it so much is that you're able to be a lot closer to your baby as you're carrying them and still do other things throughout the day.
Right. Yeah. It's empowering.
And you don't have to worry about what your kid's up to because your kid's right there.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Like, where's he crawling off and is he getting into trouble? No, he's right on me. Okay, good.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Paige, for helping us learn more about baby wearing and, you know, talking about a lot of these different types and educating me. And I think there's some great tips as well. For our listeners, if you want more information, go to today's show on our episodes page at parentsavers.com. And we also have a link to Beachy Bundles, to Baby Wearing San Diego, and a lot of other great resources for you to get a lot of the information we talked about today. Our conversation is actually going to continue with Paige after the show for our Parent Savers Club members. And I'm actually really excited what we're going to be talking about. I know my wife will like it too. We're going to be talking about making your own baby wear and maybe what some of the things you need to do it yourself and make your own. So join us for that if you're in the Parent Savers Club, or sign up for it if you're not.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Now Now we have a listener comment from Kelly. Kelly writes, "Hi, Parent Savers. I just want to thank you for the great app and for making it free. I have it on my iPhone, and I love how easy it is to listen to the episodes each week. And I'm a member of the Parent Savers Club, and I love all the extra bonus content. I usually listen in the morning when I'm outside pushing the stroller for our daily walk. It's the highlight of my day." That wraps up today's episode. I say it all the time, but I'm going to say it again. We love to hear from you guys. So if you have any questions at all or comments, thoughts about what Paige was talking about, leave us a comment on Facebook, send us a tweet to our Twitter account, call our hotline. We've got a phone number set up just to hear from you guys, 619-866-4775. Send us an email, find a way to get in touch with us. We love having you guys be a part of the show. Don't forget Parent Club members, though. We have got a special bonus segment coming up right now talking about making your own baby wear. Very excited to talk about that. Next week, we'll continue the discussion of topics that new dads and new moms care about, it, so please join us. Thanks for listening to Parent Savers, empowering new parents.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.